بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. پھر آپ خرامہ خرامہ بڑے شوق و ذوق کے ساتھ باوجود 13 زنجیروں کے ہاتھوں کو ہلاتے ہوئے سولی کی طرف چلے. حضرت منصور الحاظ رحمت اللہ علیہ, he was now brought to the place where he would be executed, and he was shackled in 13 chains, his hands and feet. And at that point, his Hajim had asked for a wasiyat, for a nasiyat. So he informed this Hajim that this was his wasiyat, that keep yourself always involved in something constructive. Do not waste your time and squander it in futility, in nonsensical issues. That was his wasiyat. Last was yet for his khas murid. And then when they brought him to the place of execution, despite the heavy chains on him, very proudly and with eagerness, he strutted and he walked towards the gibbet, towards the place where they would hang him. There was not the slightest fear in him. He understood what is happening to him and why is happening, and he is proceeding now to be hung. Logon ne kaha, is waqt aapka ye tamakna aur na se chalna kis liye hai? People ask him, who are nearby, what is the reason for walking so proudly at this time? You are going to be executed. What is the reason for walking so with arrogance? لوگوں نے اس وقت یہ نہ سے چلنا کس لیے آپ نے فرمایا, اس واسطے کہ ہم اب اپنی عشرت گاہ کو جاتے ہیں, اور بلند آواز سے آپ اشعار پڑھتے جاتے. اسی بیکاز آئی ایم گوئنگ ناؤ ٹو مائی پلیس آف ہیپینس, مائی اباؤٹ آف ہیپینس ان ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ, آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو ہم. And a loud voice started to recite poetry in love of poetry of muhabbat of love for Allah Ta'ala. Jab aap us suli ke niche le gaye, aapne waar ko bosa diya, phir seedhi par kadam rakha. When he approached there, when he was there, for the ladder there, we had to climb to get to the place of execution, he kissed that step and he mounted. It's like a member, he mounted the member. Logon ne poocha kya haal hai, aapne farmaya miraj marran. So the people asked him, wow, are you feeling now? He said, it's the miraj of the men, it's a miraj, ascension, going towards Allah Ta'ala. آپ ایک چادر کمر سے باندھے اور ایک چادر اوڑھے تھے, روئے قبلہ ہوئے مناجات کی. He had at the time one shawl on him and one izhar or lungi, and he raised his head towards the آسمان to the heaven, and he made this dua اور فرمایا, and he supplicated اور فرمایا, یا الہی جو کچھ کے چاہتا یا چاہتا پایا میں نے. Then he said, oh Allah, whatever I wanted, I have received it. Now, whatever I desired, it was fulfilled for me. میں جب وار پر پہنچے, آپ کے مریدوں کی جماعت نے آپ سے سوال کیا کہ کیا فرماتے ہیں آپ ہمارے باب میں کہ ہم آپ کے مقر یعنی اقرار کرنے والے ہیں اور منکروں کے باب میں. He was now mounted on the gibbet there, then the murids, group of his murids who were there present, they asked him, what do you say about us, those of us who accept you and who accept you, who are not rejecting you, and what do you say about those who are denying you or rejecting you? And those who are sangsar kar rahe, about those who are stoned will be stoned. There was mounds of stones now, you would be stoned also as well. What do you say about them? What is your opinion about them? Aapne farmaya, tumko ek sawab hai, aur munkiron ko do sawab. So he says, you, my murids, for you there is one sawab, one reward. And for those who are denying me, there are two rewards, a double reward they'll get from Allah Ta'ala. Tumko mere saath fakat nek gumani hai. You see, the reason for that is that you have a good opinion of me. That is all. You have opinion, you have confidence in me. And for that reason you accept me. So you will get a reward for that. Aur unko tawheed ki quwwat aur paas shiddat hai. Aur shara mein tawheed asal hai. Aur husn zan fara hai. And they, others, be stoning me, denying me and rejecting me, they receive a double reward from Allah Ta'ala. Why? Because this they are doing for the sake of the Shariat. For upholding the Shariat and Tawheed, this kalima of Tawheed and the Shariat, which orders, which commands a person who commits shirk to be stoned, to be killed. So this is what they understand, and this they are acting in accordance with the Shariat, he said. بس آپ نے سیری پر سے نیچے دیکھا اور خادم کو فرمایا جو کوئی اس طرح اوپر دیکھے گا اسی طرح نیچے دیکھے گا. Then when he was now on top, mounted on top of the platform now, then he looked down and he told his khas murid was there that whoever looks up will have to look down. In other words, he's telling that you must always be humble, humility. Mustn't be proud. Don't be proud, he's telling them. Because the one who is proud will always, he'll fall, he will descend, he'll be demoted. Piri Shibli, alhamdulillah, rubaru aapke ayam. Then Hazrat Shibli was his companion. They were companions. He came, also a great wali, Hazrat Shibli, alhamdulillah. He came to him. Or pukar kar kaam. Ay Halaj, mat tasawuf. He came close and he exclaimed aloud, "Oh Halaj, what is the meaning of tasawuf? What is the tasawuf?" I say it is that knowledge of morality, how we must purify ourselves, how we must inculcate and eliminate the evil qualities in us and cultivate the good, higher qualities of moral excellence. So he asked, "What is the meaning of tasawuf?" منصور رحمت اللہ نے فرمایا کہ کم ترین درجہ تصوف کا یہی ہے جو تو دیکھ رہا ہے. But as he among all day for that, different meanings also, he has a higher meaning. He says that what you are seeing now taking place here, that is the lowest degree of tasawuf. And that's the first step of the ladder. What you are seeing being enacted here, in this mutilation of the tortures upon me and I'll be put to death, that is the lowest stage of the tasawuf. And if you are really sincere Sufi, then you must be prepared for this. Pucham, phir pucham, balan darja kaun sa hai? Then you ask, if this is the lowest degree, then what is the highest degree of the tasawuf? Aapne farmaya, tujhe wahan tak pahunch nahi. Say that you are not fit for it. He said, you cannot attain that highest degree. So it's futile for me, in other words, to explain to you because you will not understand it. But logon ne patthar marna shuru kiya. Shibli ne bhi sab ki muafat ki. Rooh se ek chota sa dhela aapki taraf phenka. Then the people started now stoning. And Hazrat Shibli also picked up a small clod of sand, of soil, not a stone, and he just stuck it in his direction. Allah Ta'ala ne kaha, "Ah, afsos, tum logon ne to log, tab logon ne kaha, itne log aapko patthar marte to aapne kuch na kaha, aur ek zarra bhar mutti ke dhele se aap aa karte hain." When Shibli struck him through the butt of sand towards him, then he let out a sigh of pain. Who? Hazrat Mansur al-Azad. He was asked, "There's so many stones are falling, there people are stoning you." And he was smiling and he was reciting, poetry, while the stones are striking, but here a little bit of sand in your direction and you're letting out a sigh of pain. What is the reason for that? Aapne farmaya, we log nahi jante, is sabab se mazurim. He said, these people don't understand what they are doing. But this is their excuse. Their excuse. Ye is wajah se naagwar mazur, aur ye is wajah se naagwar malum hota hai, ke agar chem ek dheere se zyada nahi hai, lekin wo janta hai ke marna laik nahi. He said, but he simply understands. He has understanding, he has intelligence. And he knows that it is not valid even to strike even through a little sand also in this, my direction is where. But seedhi par aapke haath kaate, aap hansne lage. Then they cut off his hands, both hands, while it was tied now, they cut both, and he was laughing, enjoying it. He's not feeling any pain at all. Logon ne poocha, hansne ka kya mehl hai? People ask, what is the reason for laughing now? Aapne farmaya, ye zahir haath kaatna aasan hai. He said, to cut these physical hands is very easy. Hamare sifat ke haath ko, jise himmat ho kaati. He said, whoever has got the courage to cut the hands of my attributes, and spiritual attributes, let him try to cut it. Phir aapke dono paav kaate, then both his feet were cut off. Aapne muskra kar farmaya, agar chahe dunya ka safar maine in paav se kiya hai, lekin dusre kadam rakhta hu, jisse ab bhi dono jahan ka safar kar sakta hu. And he started laughed more, and he said that, although you have cut off my physical feet, I have another 2 feet with which I can join you in both worlds. Agar tum kudrat rakhte ho to un kadmo ko kata karo. If you have the power, cut off my spiritual legs, cut that also off if you have that power. Bas aapne dono haath khoon aaluda, apne muh ko male, yahan tak ki aapki tamam kalaya aur muh khoon se latar gaye. Then what is bleeding, the stumps of his hands, he rubbed his face full of blood, and his arms, he rubbed full of blood. Logon ne kaha, aap is tarah kyu karte hai? People ask, why are you doing this? Aap ne farmaya, mere badan se khoon bahut gaya, aur main janta hu ke mera muh zard ho gaya. He say, I've lost a lot of blood, and I know that my face has become yellow because of the loss of blood. اور تم لوگ گمان کرو گے کہ مارے خوف کے میرا چہرہ زرد ہو گیا ہے اس لئے اپنے منہ کو خون ملتا ہوں. And to prevent you people from thinking and understanding that I've become yellow because of fear, for that reason I'm coloring my face now with blood, تاکہ تم لوگوں کی نگاہوں میں سرخ نظر آؤں, کیونکہ مردوں کے چہرہ کام گلو کو نہ ان کا خون ہے. Because so that I will appear red to you, because the glitter of the face of men is in blood. لوگوں نے کہا, اچھا منہ تو آپ نے اس لیے سرخ کیا, بھلا پھر کلائیوں کو کوہنیوں تک کیوں آپ نے خون سے آلودہ کیا؟ You have, for this reason, you have colored your face with blood. But why are you coloring your arms, the stump of your arms also, for more with blood? Aapne farmaya, wuzu karta hu. He said, I'm making wuzu. Logon ne kaha, kaisa wuzu? Aapne farmaya, rakatani fil ishqi la yasihru wuzuuhuma illa bidam. So he says, so yeah, what type of wuzu is this? This wuzu is to perform 2 rakats of love, of salat, of love, of ishq. You have tahid al-wuzu, you have tahid al-masjid, and this is tahid al-ishq. 2 rakats of salat, of love for Allah Ta'ala. And this salat of love is not valid without making wuzu with blood. This was, they say that is the reason. So he is speaking, I say, in spiritual terms, not the high terms, which no one people could not understand. Inshallah, we'll carry on further. There's a lot more of what is taking place. It's very surprising the thing that he was killed in this manner, because according to the Sharia, it's not permitted. Even a murtad, when a murtad is put to death, it's only with a sword. Islam only allows killing with a sword, not with hanging, or any other method, at any time, only with one strike of the sword, the expert will separate the head from the body. It's surprising yet that so much they mutilated his body and cut his head, hands and feet, etc. Although it was supposedly Islamic law at the time also, but still, as the excesses were committed amongst even the rulers and the khalifas of the time.